What's up, everybody? All right, we got everybody in here.
Hey,
we gotta
hey,
get
hey.
That banner. Gotta get that banner out the way. If anybody else can see that. Can y'all, oh, there we go. All right, everyone, welcome to Bay Chan After Dark, where we teach and educate everyone on nothing but sex. I am your host, Mike Hennessy, today. We don't have Siren by Night.
White Hennessy, stop playing.
White, I'm sorry. Let me do it over again.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm your host,
Mike Hennessy, a.k.a. White Hennessy, a.k.a. Freckles, a.k.a. the Wild Ginger. I'm all that.
You did amazing.
Okay.
What else? What else you got for me, Cardi?
AKA
Thotimus Prime. Yes.
Thotimus Prime.
I'm tired. The nicknames are just, you know, they don't do me no justice right now. So, all right. Welcome to, like I said, another episode of this. To my right of my screen, I have the beautiful, the lovely, the chocolatey Royal Gem.
Yeah. I know.
To my direct bottom, to my direct bottom, we have my man Cardi, the Cardi Experience.
Hey, everybody!
All right, and over to the bottom. Oh, that's down there.
Yeah,
the one and only BITCH Kittens, aka Fit Kittens. See, look, she's got the name. Everybody, she got that name. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. She's got the name. That's what I'm talking about.
Who do I have to suck off to get opening like Jim? Jim was like the beautiful, the dark and lovely. Damn, I want one of those.
Yeah,
can I get one of those?
Right.
You want me to do this for you?
I would like to make it happen for you. Yes, please. Thank you.
And this is going to you right here.
Oh shit.
The tall one, the beautiful one, the sexiness with their glasses. No nerd can do it like this nerd can do it. The one and only Bitch Kittens.
Yeah.
Like, there we go. That's better.
Thank you.
Is that okay? Okay. Okay.
We can continue good. With the show now.
All right. So everyone, before we start, we wanted to let everyone know that Siren by Night and Pinky Senpai is not here tonight. Pinky Senpai has some things they had to do. Siren has some things that she has to handle for herself too, but they will be back next week. So we're going to make the show go on. We're going to continue it on with just the four of us. Don't worry. We're going to make it fun. Just because the other two is here.
Hold y'all down. We're
going to hold it down. I don't mean that we can't have fun. We're going to have fun over here. Just more talking.
Yeah. I'm going to take the glasses off. This is going to be serious.
Oh, man.
Serious.
Oh, man.
Let me get on my bullshit.
He taking the glasses off for this one. All right. So before we get the show started, I would like to talk to you guys about a special drink that, you know, only a few of us on here has had. It's my cousin's own brand business. Their name is His and Hers Juices. This is the first bottle. This is the signature watermelon, pineapples, and oranges. There is no preservatives in here. No added sugars. All 100% healthy. You can go to their Instagram page and follow them, and go to their website. You can go to Instagram at His and Hers Juices, and you can go to their website, hhjuice.com. I'm sorry, hhjuice.com. While we're here, I'm going to take a sip of this, because this one right here. Woo.
Da-da-da.
Ooh. Y'all understand. This shit is good.
That stuff is delicious.
I can't wait to get those. It is super delicious. So
I got a whole eight pack of the wait out. Till you
no,
have till
listen.
You try this.
Oh, wait till you try this and have you waiting in that waiting to get you can be kicking doors down like somebody in there. Bang! Get the hell out of here. I'm detoxing. That is a strict detox drink. We also have
feels good though.
The Paradise Punch. This is this is something that new. Yo, you will love this right here. See, this has the pineapples. Pears and ginger. Now that ginger, yes sir, that ginger. They have everything for you. Like I said, no sugars, no added sugars, no preservatives. I'm always going to say that all natural juices. If you open it, you better drink it that day.
Yeah.
And now I don't know if you had this one right here, kittens. This one right here, powerhouse. Look at all that shit on
that
there.
One
when
is
I seen
new.
That
one.
Right there, that turmeric.
I didn't try that one yet.
Man, we have not tried this. Yes, this is popping, bro. This is popping. So Let me get, you know, we're going to try to get some out to y'all so we can, the whole crew could be on here sipping some his and hers juices.
Get my all right.
What's going on? What's going on, Chaz? That's my homie Charles, y'all. So, first topic of the day. First topic is going to be group sex. We want to talk about group sex. I don't know if any of us are super experienced with group sex. I don't know for sure if I don't think I've ever. No, I've never been in a group sex. Like, you know,
how have they not? How would you not know? I don't understand. I mean,
yeah, how would you not?
Black out?
Or you don't know?
Got you. So, all right. So today we're going to start this off with, because I feel like he might have more to say about this than we do. We're going to start it off with Cardi. Cardi, have you ever experienced or ever wanted to be a part of a group sex setting? Like, as far as threesomes, trains,
he looks like he's been in a group setting.
Yeah, he damn sure do.
What does that even look like?
I've seen the circles, but I've never been in the circles per se.
Okay.
Like, maybe like back in high school, like, you know, when that, like, you tossing chicks around and stuff like that.
That was happening in high school? What the fuck?
Dude, ain't saying tossing chicks around.
High school,
I was a good girl. I didn't do anything until I graduated.
You know, I thought you was a good girl. But in my later years, like, no, I haven't. I've been interested. I know folks in those type of circles who go to, like, underground sex parties and, like, stuff like that. And, like, exhibitionists and stuff and that type of deal. I wanted to get into it, but COVID hit. So, like, as soon as I got free, I was like, you know what, I'm at the party. Because, you know, there used to be like there used to be a sex club on South Street. And, you know, they got closed down due to, I guess, health code violations. I guess too much juices going around.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, on the second floor, I think it was like a couple doors down from Lorenzo's Pizza. But,
you can't order a glass of water, you know. You can't order a drink and, like, there's cum on the outside of it.
Yeah. So everything now has been sex parties that are going on now, but I haven't personally been invited to any. But soon as I do, I will let you know. I will report live if I could. I will
report live
on what happened. Reporting live from this big ass orgy behind me. but yeah, no, that's like the only thing, yo. Like, I've done a lot of shit in my life, but no group setting stuff. So
you never ran a train on nobody?
I opted out of that. I just felt
opted
like
out as an option.
I opted out.
I didn't know that was
my, it was my younger years. So like in high school, I opted out. Like, everyone's passing the chicken around. I was like, nah, this doesn't seem sanitary.
Well, we were passing people around in high school.
Yeah, I ain't never do that. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Like, just, what kind of, what is, what, I was doing social studies in high school.
When you said juices was everywhere, I'm like, and this was COVID time, I'm like, so y'all was, it was COVID and STDs.
This was before COVID, like, before COVID hit, I wanted to go to the sex club, but the sex club closed down maybe like 2-3 years ago because of that stuff. But I wanted to get back into it, like maybe find some groups or, you know, like find like where the underground clubs are that do that type of shit, the BDSM and the whole exhibitionist places. Because I got some friends who used to do that stuff. They like to get like fucked and let people watch and stuff. So
I know there's a sexy Facebook. Isn't there a sexy Facebook? I think it's called Backpages or something.
I'm like, there's a million.
It's like the Craigslist of sex.
No, kittens. We do not touch Backpage. If you hit Backpage, you don't know what's on the back of that page.
What's on it?
You don't What's know. That's
you
the
won't
point.
Know. You it's stuck that? Together. That's
yes.
the point.
Yes. You got to get.
I just finished that anime, by the way.
He says sexy Facebook. No, you trying to sell pussy, bitch. If you trying to sell pussy, then you can go ahead to Backpage. But if you don't want to sell pussy, then you shouldn't do that.
Backpage
was, I do remember that. And I remember like homies would tell me, yo, Mike, hit up Backpage. What? And it's something about that never ring with me, so I never thought to actually. I'm like, nah, okay. I'm good on that. So it had nothing to do with anybody that's anything. I just like knew. So
I mean, there's the dark web, and then there's
I wouldn't want to go to a sex club. I feel like you're just slinging around gonorrhea, chlamydia.
Sex clubs are really clean. Everyone's tested, like, and you have to have a membership for that shit too. So it's very top echelon type of shit. You know, you bang chicks on leeches and everything. It's pretty fucking cool. But I gotta find out where they are now. So if y'all, anyone out there knows where it is, let me know. My membership,
my guy wrote on there. He said,
I mean, if y'all want to take a trip to Baltimore, I know what
Baltimore.
I can't
make it a weekend trip.
I would come, but I legit would just go to restaurants.
I mean, if all the girls in Baltimore like you, Royal, then yeah.
He said you are a short drive away.
I can't make them type of guarantees, but I mean, we could definitely make a weekend out of it. Y'all sound like y'all scared, and I don't like that.
Nope, let's go.
What, to come to Baltimore?
Yeah.
Come to Baltimore. Let's go to the Baltimore Playhouse.
I don't know about that one. But anyway, so now.
I'll go.
He's going.
I'll go.
All right, so we're this kid. That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing.
The nasty Cardi experience is on his way. But anyway, so.
You already know.
All right.
But
so,
y'all could come to Baltimore for a weekend, though, just to hang out. We can go get something to eat.
I don't know, probably that. I ain't been there in a long time.
I could come up there. It's just the one me. So
No. We leave. We don't like Philly.
Okay.
I'm out.
He said, we don't want to be in Philly. Anyway, well, count that for yourself, because I live in the suburbs and I love to come down to Philly and just absorb all the ratchet and then come back up here to suburbs.
That's my point. That's why I'm going to get the hell away from Philadelphia. All right. So, Miss Thick Kittens, she lighting her L. She ready for it. All right. So, Thick Kittens.
It looks like an ice cream cone.
That shit is fire. I ain't going to lie to you.
Isn't it cute?
That joint is decent.
Yeah. I collect a bunch of cute ones.
All right. So, Kittens. We knew about your last rodeo of your dream fantasy, would you participate in a group sex settings, in all settings, threesomes, trains?
Of course.
Okay. Explain.
Life is short. Explain.
Yes, explain. Why would you want to be a part of that?
Life is short. I want to try everything.
YOLO.
Everything? YOLO?
Yep.
Okay, so you being in an orgy. What about that?
Yep.
Okay. Orgy as an open like situation, or just be around people that's just having sex, or you just like trying to bang everybody, women, men, don't give a damn.
Don't that one.
Don't give a damn. Listen. So you definitely are Philadelphia's greatest right here coming out. But listen, I approve of this message from Bitch Kittens. She let it be known.
He got it.
Right. Take Bitch Kittens thick ass to a party. She good to go.
Good to go.
Thick Kittens. We're going to have some fun with
you. And she tall, y'all, so y'all better get ready for that.
According to y'all, I'm not tall.
Shit. Well, according to me, you're not tall, but according to others.
No, I don't want to hear about how tall you are, Freckles, okay? Saw you at the party. You're entire. You took up a whole corner of the kitchen.
Hey, that is.
And, like, you just take up a whole space. You're like an atmosphere within yourself.
Hey, tall people, Rob. Gift and a curse.
He got his own atmosphere. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
My own atmosphere. That's crazy. I've never heard that one. That's a good one. All right. So, Royal Jum, everything that I've been saying to them, what about you? How do you feel about a group setting?
Okay. I have not yet had group sex. And notice how I say yet. So, I got a... Why was I? No.
Okay, you bet.
They said they don't want to hear that, you nasty.
I'm going to mute my mic.
Go ahead.
Anywho, my bucket list, right? So, you know, some drugs there, some crazy shit. I got to rob somebody a couple times. Oh, but shit. As far as my bucket list is wild because I'm trying to get that to my kids.
Yeah.
When I die. So they be like, for real, mom was on some shit. Yes, mom was on the shit.
Yeah.
So, I haven't had group sex yet, but a threesome is on my bucket list. Different kinds of threesomes. So I need a threesome with two guys. And in that one, I want to be completely lazy. Like, I don't want to do shit. I want the two guys just on me, hands everywhere, doing what we do. And I just want to be ravished. That's the one.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, like, I don't know. It just seems nice. Four hands touching you everywhere. One hand here, one hand here, one hand. Just, ooh, yes, yes, that's what I want. And then I need a threesome with a girl and a guy. I haven't had sex with a girl yet. Okay. That is also my bucket list. I'm gonna have to get her one on one. But
we got a lot of similarities on our bucket list. We should just knock it out together, make it a weekend. On my bucket list is to I want to start a bar fight. Like, break the glass bottle and stab somebody. Like, we about to...
bar fight. Completely nothing to do bar with fight. Sex. She want to have a fight.
A bar fight.
If you hit him first, I'll follow up.
Okay.
All right. I'm not going to stab nobody, though. I ain't with that. But I fight with you.
Roadhouse,
you just got to start the fight. But
I'm
yeah,
just going
to
cheer y'all on. But go ahead.
You going to just cheer us on?
I'm going to just cheer y'all on. I ain't fighting nobody. Big as shit. I ain't...
I mean, y'all know, right? I've never been in a bar fight, so it seemed like I got to do it at least once in life.
It ain't all cracked up as to be, trust me and believe me.
I'm sure it's not, but I got to put on my bucket list. I got to have my bucket list, and I got to have some a memoir to leave for the children about some crazy shit that I did. So I feel like, you know, I need to be in a bar fight. I've lived the corner.
Man. That's what's up. All right, so I want to add to your situation. So, and within is group sex, right? You said you want to have sex with a man and a woman. Or with, you want to experience a woman first. What steps are you taking now to try to get with
a woman? I am taking absolutely zero steps.
Okay. Do you rather a woman approach you?
I have had women approach me, but I don't think I'm ready yet. I need some time to really get my mental in order. Like, I'm not in a rush. You know, I think I got, you know, at least another 60 years. So it's if I get it in there.
Well, we have a vet in here. She's had three threesomes in her life.
Ooh, so, for
shout
real.
Shout out to it.
That's cool.
Rockstar. Yes, listen, Rockstar, you are a regular rockstar.
But at least you're getting the girls approaching you, Jim. Nobody coming up to me. I don't know why. I'm like, I like girls. I'm like, come on.
It's like,
at least say I'm pretty.
You know, I feel like I'm going to end up having to go out and find her myself when I'm ready for that. It's just... So I've not been sexually attracted to women. Like, I could look at a woman and be like, oh, you're so beautiful. I love that ass. I love everything about you. But my pussy don't necessarily get wet. So I don't want to approach a woman and then be flaky. Like, I want to be sure about what I'm doing. I want her to, you know, feel comfortable with, you know, everything that I got going on. I want to feel comfortable. So that's why I'm not really in a rush. I want to wait until I'm in, you know, I've really figured everything out and then go find her, talk to her about what I want. And hopefully she's down for what I want. You never know. You never know. I might end up.
You just need to dive in. Just go ahead, dive in. Just kiss a girl. I mean, get out the way.
I am 100% with Cardi on this one. It's time.
If bitch kittens come down, I'm going to go for it.
Hey.
What? Oh, shit.
If you come down, I'm going to go for it.
Let's get a gift on that one.
Yes. Cardi is like, that needs
some. Find a superb one.
I don't know, but I.
There you go. All right, Royal, I love everything that you said as far as
that. Money very, for that.
Very, yeah. Very, oh, my
very,
geez.
Very detailed. And
hold up. Y'all talking about money? Because, I mean, we can make it a paid event if she's down.
Oh, is this a pay-per-view event?
It can be a pay-per-view event.
Like I said, I'll pay good money for it. I'll make it an event bright, and I'll fucking get a ticket.
Make it an event bright.
Oh, man.
Nice, Chaz. Okay. So with everyone... Please, if y'all watching right now, please remember to like, subscribe, and put that notification bell up. Send it to your friends. Share it right now. Let them know that we live right now.
Right now, yeah. Right now.
Right now, right now. Not now, but right now. All right. So,
questions about the threesome. Now, it seems like none of us have had threesomes, but if anybody watching has some information. So in the threesome or the group sex, does somebody eventually get left out? Because how does it work?
Yeah, like, does somebody like do you have to like make sure you can't stop, like, you got to outbeat the other person, like, as a competition,
sort of? You know,
No.
Like, so y'all just gonna keep going until y'all die?
Is that way, though?
You gotta just
somebody eventually has to tap out, right?
I don't think it's that way.
Like, you gotta make sure all the corners of bread.
What's tap out etiquette?
Yeah, like, tap out.
Obviously, if you ball and you win.
I mean, if you got like a designated place to get water and drinks.
At the end of the day, if this guy, let's say hypothetically, this guy is packing, right? He's packing like crazy. And he just, oh, we in here with that shit. Look how big my arm is. And he just, and going further. You can't stop. You can't. And he got you curled up into a ball in a bad position. Nigga, get off of me. Like, tap out. Yes, that's the tap out etiquette. Whatever you can handle.
Take it, and, you know, you just left there.
Whatever you can handle.
But, my rule is everybody gotta be doing something. You gotta be doing something. If you're not doing something, then you're grabbing snacks and you're grabbing drinks.
Rock, paper, scissors, and who has to tap out and get the snack?
Really?
That's exactly. Like, so you gotta be on snack and beverage. It's your job to go get the drinks and the snacks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you get back in? You just pick pick a position.
You gotta do something. Savage. Everyone has to do something. You can't just sit there. And
everybody got tasks. That's crazy. Like Among Us, everybody has a task.
Yeah, if I'm fucking you, like you're by yourself, same thing.
I'm gonna need you to come around, get my balls or something. Like I'm gonna need you to find a hole.
I wonder how you do that. You tap the guy like a my guy. Can you grab those? Can you grab those real fast? What is? What is that? How does that work?
So
excuse me, you're not doing anything. Get this tip
now. Rockstar is saying no one was left out in mind. Us women also seem to enjoy it more, in my opinion, or at least the women I was with, we were very much into each other. So it was like, I guess it's just a feeling in a moment. You're all in the session, so it was like, you know how you feel when you just regularly having sex. You just add another person, obviously.
Yo.
So it just like now. Y'all got a lot more sexual tension going on. Like, you know,
so many positions I'm gonna try. So many.
Like my man Ludacris said, it's eight cheeks and who you say eight cheeks and full titties. Somebody better grab something. Like
wow.
No excuses.
That's a threesome right there.
That makes sense. Somebody grab something.
All right. So we want to talk, I guess my thing, would I ever do it? Probably not. It's not me being stiff or nothing like that. I'm just, I guess my mind hasn't expanded to that point yet. Mm-hmm. I haven't ever been in that situation. So I'm just speaking from a very, very inexperienced place. Well, no experience place. I can't say
I've been in the situation, but I decided not to do it.
Yeah, I've never actually engaged in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
During my whole days.
Why didn't you?
Somebody has to hold the camera if they ain't grabbing it. Wow.
A younger bitch kittens.
Where the camera comes from, you know.
She was a hoe. And that hoe. Yeah, faux show. Yeah. And there was an opportunity. I was at the club with some friends. I ended up going back with a guy who I liked anyway. We liked each other. I was single. Fuck it, whatever. Only the one kid. But yeah, anyway, those are good days. But anyway, so yeah, went back to his place, but there was another guy who also wanted to join in, but I wasn't feeling a friend at all. So we were like, all right, we're going to let you know when it's your turn or like when you can come in. And we just never told him to come in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all were in paradise. That's all I can say. It was on its way. It was on its way.
It wasn't meant to be.
But it wasn't meant to be, basically. So
no.
As I drink round two of his and his juices, I am now drinking paradise.
You're drinking all of them so right bad. Now.
Oh, no. Listen, I'm hungry. There's food right now. All this juice is food.
I want cereal, but we're always so far away from cereal.
Damn, this shit like ginger whooping my ass. All right, so anyway.
All I got is tequila, but go ahead.
The ginger can't handle ginger?
Listen, we told you about you and that guy. No. We didn't told you about you and that goddamn killer. Nah, put that shit away.
Let him drink it.
I'm fucking with you, bro. Have fun,
Chuck,
man.
Chuck.
Grown men out here.
I ain't chugging the motherfucker, but you know, sip.
We should do a bay sleepover edition, and we all go visit Jim and have a night.
That should be funny.
That'd be great.
I'm down with that.
That sleepover edition. That'd be crazy.
Y'all, I'm gonna leave because I know some freak shit gonna go on between y'all. Y'all got it. Pinky Senpai come there, boobs all out. Everybody just got something to grab for somebody. I'm out of there. Nope. I'm going to get out of there. Nope.
Exactly. All booties and titties for me.
Anyway, so and once again, like I said, for me personally, I don't really have much to talk about as far as that. Who knows what me? I don't fucking know. I might actually look and be like, oh, this shit looks fun. Walk through the door. Who fucking get out? Like, all right, I'm out, y'all. Like,
I mean, have you ever had the joys of like two pair of titties in your face at one time?
No, I just had one pair of titties in my face.
Okay, let's start there.
He said one at a time.
Go to the strip club. At least get two pairs in your face, and then see how you feel after that. I'm pretty sure it would change your mind.
When I was younger, I shouldn't have been in this place. I think I used my brother's ID. I used to use my brother's ID for everything because we looked alike when he was younger. Not no more. But I used to use his IDs to get into places. So I went into, I don't know if you remember this. Cardi, how old are you again, Cardi?
I'm 34.
So you might remember Club Chrome. Damn, that shit old.
I remember Chrome.
So I was at Chrome. Yeah. I was 16. My brother had just turned 18. And back then you was able to get into places just being 18 and not 21.
18, yeah.
Man, I went in that place. First of all, my dumb ass sat directly next to the speakers. So while they boom and everything, and I think that was back when beats used to be jumping, you can see the damn the speaker vibrating as they're talking. I mean, or as they rapping. So I'm sitting right next to the speaker. These two women come up to me and was like, yeah, we want to give you a massage or whatever. They had to been like 19. I'm tall as hell. So I guess at that time, I didn't, you know, they thought I was a grown man. Went upstairs, I'm grabbing all over stuff. So I wasn't in a threesome because I didn't penetrate nothing, but it's like technically I was touching things, so they allowed me to go ahead and touch them and stuff like that while they massaged me, and then they took my $40 and left. So, Cardi, that was the last time I ever used $40 for women.
Told you, man. It's the gold standard. The last gold time. Standard. $40 it wasn't like, for everything.
But it wasn't, but that was a long, that was in 2003.
There's no inflation on it.
I'm sorry, that was 2001? Exactly. Something like that. Yeah, they were 40. She's like, all right, just 20 a piece. They massaged me for about 10 minutes and then kept it moving. I was like, all right,
What?
You need
male strip clubs and female strip clubs are not equal. I feel like my ancestors worked real hard for this land, and I did not get equality when it comes to the male strip clubs. I want. My bad. Go ahead.
Male strip clubs are fucking racket.
I got a whole thing.
Male strip club. Where are they at?
I don't know.
There's a lot. There should be a lot of them in Baltimore.
There's a lot of them. It should be all over the place. I got so many friends. My mom's friends be just advertising it. Like, I'll be just like, this shit weird.
I got to find me one.
Like, I'm not gonna be sitting here listening. I don't know. I got to find me one too.
I'm trying to earn a couple dollars.
I got you, Royal. I'll talk to you. I got a homie that do all that shit. She all into all that.
For real? Let me know, because I gotta go. I seen the videos on Pornhub.
I don't know.
I
gotta
see what that be like.
It's almost like Dancing Bear, but it really is different. It's more hood.
All right. So we spent a lot of time on this. Good topics as far as this. We're going to move on to bad sex in relationships. I think I know who I want to go first on this one right here. Kittens! For you.
Okay.
Give me a situation where you've had, I mean, we kind of alluded to it, but it's like, or we talked about it before a little bit, but I want to know about like bad sex in relationships for you. Like, what is that like? Not toxic sex. We had that talk. But this is bad sex, like just the fuck was that type sex.
So are you asking if I've had bad sex?
Yes. Your experiences with bad sex in your relationship.
I'm human and I've had sex with other humans. Of course I've had bad sex.
In your relationships.
Did it cause me to break up with those people? No. I was a very nice, sympathetic lover in my old days. Aww. Okay. So I didn't care, you know. That I didn't enjoy sex anyway, so I didn't care if the sex was bad. I just liked a person. So now that I have good sex, I'm like, oh, You can have both. So now, and I didn't know myself sexually. I definitely know myself sexually now. Like, whoo, okay. I know myself sexually now. So that's why I'm like, yeah, everything's good.
Okay, cool. That's A-okay. What's up.
Everything's A-okay.
cool. But, okay, so real quick, while we still got it on you, mm-hmm. name, just give me a situation of a bad sex moment. We're not talking about just bad. This shit was like,
oh, well,
like,
let's.
I'm looking at so, you like, what the fuck?
Guy, he was sculpted amazingly. He was an amazing statue of a man. He was delicious. I was very surprised that I pulled him. So, and he was younger than me. So I was like, oh, shit. And, and he, oh my God, he was gorgeous. But anyway. So anyway, so we start dating and he had an amazing, let me close my door a little bit. I'll be right back.
Dick.
An amazing dong. I mean, that bitch was big. It was veiny.
She's back.
Let's see what you're going to say.
So he had an amazing member. An amazing member. And it was, but he didn't eat and he didn't know how to use his member. So it like he would just thump, 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 done. But he looked really nice.
Doing
and that's the theory. That's the lesson learned there. If he looks nice, then I am good. Oh, and there was also I had sex with one that had a hole on the other side. It was underneath.
What? Really? The fuck?
Oh, that little dicky syndrome.
No, it's legit. Oh, he had a normal size one, but it's the hole was on the bottom, not the tip. It's a birth defect.
Yeah, I knew someone that had that.
Yeah.
I couldn't let him touch me though.
So they pee straight down, like a faucet, right?
Yes.
Oh,
exactly.
Man,
yeah, he stole my Assassin's Creed video game.
Oh, that bitch!
So weird, yeah. Dick stole your Assassin's Creed game. Gotcha.
Yeah.
He said weird dick.
They ain't gonna call him weird dick.
That's body shaming. Don't do that.
Like his dick got hard. That is body shaming. Like this. Like, okay.
It's anyway. People are born with that dick, with that problem.
I know.
Right. It's a handicap.
No. I'm saying something because he stole your motherfucking game. Fuck him.
Yeah.
That's how I said it.
You're right.
I ain't said nothing before the game, but after the game, you're
fucking. After the game,
still
like, damn.
Still in Assassin's Creed. That's one of the greatest games of all time.
It was. Anyway. Oh my goodness. But go ahead.
Anyway, so. The Royal Gym for you.
Yes.
All right. Bad experience.
I've had some pretty negative experiences. And in those experiences, I thought, okay, you know, other things are good. Let me just skirt over this. Like, I don't want to. I'm trying not to be too specific because this person might be watching this and I don't want to hurt their feelings. But I was with a person for a little while. And he had some things going on, you know. Okay, so penises come in different shapes and sizes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are straight, some of them are curved, some of them are long, some of them are short. His went like this. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah, his went like that. So
it looks like a Tetris piece. It looks like a Tetris piece.
It was like that. No lie. So
he was hooking without hooking.
Yeah, it was already a really strange experience, but it didn't like it went like to the side, so it was like really weird. But okay, you know, that's not no big deal. We can deal with it. He was not good. I think we just were not sexually compatible.
Yeah.
Like what I wanted, everything that I wanted, he was just not into it. He was very vanilla, which is nothing wrong with that. But I wanted to try new things. I wanted to incorporate toys and even just different sexual positions. He only wanted cowgirl. The end.
Oh, man.
Every now and then we might get some missionary in. If we try to get some back shots, he'd be like 30 seconds of that and he's done. So I spent a lot of time riding a dick. Like I spent like years riding dick, years what straight.
Years?
Nothing else.
Yeah, what?
It seemed like such years. A hardship.
Okay.
Oh my God, I spent years such riding a dick. Hardship. But you know, I really liked him. And we got along really, really well. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm thinking that I could overlook it. And eventually, the relationship. So it was even a time I tried to, I talked to him about it. I said, you know, can we try something new, whatever. He was like, I mean, I guess, but I could tell he wasn't really into it. So there was one time where I'm like, okay, let me bring out, you know, a little toy, little handcuff, something like that. He went soft immediately.
What?
Like, are you serious? You really don't want to try anything else? Well, can we at least, like, can you try from the side? No, really. How about you just get on top? So I just dealt with it. I dealt with it for years, probably like 2 or 3 years.
Years? That's fucking insane.
Years, years. It was, it was bad. I don't know, man. I have the pictures of the thing.
Not Pikachu crying from the cowgirl.
It was rough. It was really, really rough. So eventually, the relationship, it did end. And then looking back on it, I was so pissed off that I used all them years, and that's all
I'm sorry for your,
that shit don't come back to you on credit. That shit gone.
Yeah.
So after that situation, I said I'll never do that shit again. So now I need to know what it's like before we even get into a relationship, because if I don't like it, I can't be with you. And that's how I take, like, I can't be in no situation like that. So that fucks, that brings like a lot of dudes down. Like, I could like you, we could, you know, be vibing, you know, everything could be great. But if we not sexually compatible, I'm going to have to leave you. It's not going to work for me. I'm sorry.
Going
like, I can't do it. I won't do it again.
This got to be the peaceful. I love that ending. Like, right. It's like, I'm going to go by. Like,
yes, I'm going to dip off. I hope that, you know, you have a great life. Hopefully you find somebody that works for you. But that is just absolutely not going to work for me. Especially, like, if it's bad, okay. If you're not willing to compromise, work on it, like, if I have a conversation with you and tell you that this is what I'm needing, and you just like, nah.
Right.
I can't even do it. But at this point, I won't even consider. If I don't like the sex, then understand that that's the last time you're going to talk to me.
Damn.
Girl, all them years, you could have been getting good dick. I just hurt my soul.
You know what it was? And I feel bad because I feel like his hook, his little top hook, because I ain't never seen a body hook at the top right here.
Yeah. I fell back on her knee.
I thought it was right here, in the middle.
Bro, because the way that shit was like
this. This
right
shit
now.
Was like this.
And she wasn't cowgirling it all the time.
But that's why he wanted you to ride, because if he rode,
what are Megan
it was
the
easier
Stallion
for him
needs.
To get the feelings that he want out of it.
God
his,
damn it.
His shit can go right where it need to be. What
I know who Megan Thee Stallion is. I don't know what Megan Thee Stallion knees are. No.
Oh, when she gets down and twerk and her knees are strong because she can get down there.
They're very strong. They're like titanium and adamantium of knees.
Yeah.
How do we know that these are the standards of knees that we want? Does she do like a twerk contest? How long
can she twerk for a very long time? And they don't pop. They don't buckle.
Is she in the book of World Guinness World Records of twerking the longest?
And she's 6 feet tall.
The longest twerk.
How do we know? This is the standard of knees. Like, what?
Well, now you know. The standard kneecaps are Megan.
Yes. Megan's knees are the standard. Yeah. Megan's knees always understand the assignment.
She
they are never
the
caught lacking. Okay.
Vibranium knees. Yeah, hold on. Okay. Put it up on the screen.
Yes.
Put up on
vibranium
the screen
knees.
Vibranium knees. That means when they go
vibranium
down,
knees.
She's coming back up. That's the point.
I got you. I know fucking vibranium
knees.
No. I'm talking about her. When Megan goes down, she's coming right back up.
Wear and tear on Royal's knees during her prime fucking years has been wasted, and I feel so sorry. For her kneecaps.
Hold up. Was he even a fan of reverse cowgirl? Was he a fan of that?
No, I even tried that. And I mean, I don't have this. But I got a little bit of ass back here. But you know, it's kind of juicy. So I'm thinking, okay, he might want to fill the ass while we getting it in. No. Mm-hmm. Like, after he did not like it. He said, turn around. Oh. And then afterwards, he was like, you have a really great silhouette. But... I'm not really into it. Like,
why
he wanted to be right here in my face all the time. Even cowgirl, it was like I was sitting up. I had to lean over and be right, like, his face, his nose had to be basically touching my nose. A bitch was hot. A bitch was sweating. A bitch couldn't breathe. Yo, but this is how I had to ride. Like,
a bitch did that for years.
A bitch did that shit for years.
Y'all about to say that same shit.
Yo.
For years.
Give me a headache. I got a headache now.
You earn that associate's degree of bad sex.
Yes,
graduated with honors.
You can literally teach a class for people that suffer from sex deprivation.
You need to take it to court.
Like, take them to court. Get your fucking money back. Take it to court.
I need to be reimbursed for my time.
Yeah, pain and suffering. That's what it is. Like, pain and suffering.
Pain and suffering. She didn't pain and suffer the right way neither. So that's the fucked up part. That's why she.
Well, I mean, she got orgasms at that event, right? Yes, no.
So because I was in control, have orgasms. Right, I made myself. Yeah. He didn't give them to me. I gave them to myself.
Wait. Like, so how does that
stay right there? No, and he was on, okay.
Oh, here
we go.
Try
to move again. Stay right there. Damn it.
Yeah. There we go. What do you want to know, Just? Since you just said you were so sexually in tune with your body, what do you want to know?
No, nothing. I'm good.
Go ahead. It's okay.
No,
we're all friends there.
No, I'm good.
All right. So look. So, Cardi, we at you now, my brother. So as far as you, bad sex stories, and I know it's coming. I know it's coming.
That's right.
I hope it wasn't $40 girl.
Well, you said something last week.
You get what you pay for. You get $40. So you know.
That's still,
you know, but it's like sex is like a box of chocolates. You never know
which one you're going to get.
You never know. And that's why you got to spin the wheel. Sometimes you land on some good sex. Sometimes you land on bad sex. And when you land on the bad sex, you just got to hang your head in shame and, you know, you take that walk.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it really comes down to.
How do you men feel after you get bad sex? That's my question.
It feels like a waste of time.
Like, I gave her a part of my soul, but yeah, I know. Or do y'all not give a fuck?
No, she don't get the soul part yet, but, you know, time, energy, money, you know.
That's how girls feel when we get bad sex. We're like, damn, like, I gave him a part of me. I can never get that back.
Yeah, and we don't have that attachment.
It was wasted.
Ours is more physical. Like, damn, I wasted gas money on this bitch. No, I can't.
Wow.
That's how I feel, too. That could have been at another
I traveled for that, and now I could have been playing, like, Call of Duty or something. So... It's always instantly regrettable after the fact.
Basically.
But the thing is, the bad part about it is once you're in it and you know it, that's what takes all the fun out of it. Like,
well, I thought you were going to say clap your hands.
No. Like, you midway through and you're like, oh, man, this is horrible. So I have to kind of wrap this up as fast as I can and get the fuck out of Dodge. I have literally orgasms myself. Like, I have fake shit to get out of bad sex situationships.
So why do you have to that's another question. Why do you have to fake something to get it over?
The same thing, the reason why females fake the same shit. They wanted to get the fuck over it and move the fuck on.
Yeah, but as soon as you're finished, it's over though. So it's technically your...
But the thing is, you're rushing to get done, but if you can't finish because it's so bad, you gotta be like, oh shit, I just nut it, and okay, I'm gonna just go now.
Alright, so...
not gonna see you again.
So Cardi, he wrote... I mean, sex is something you should grow into. If it's bad the first time, then you need to be asking the right questions afterwards to figure out how to make it better. That's if you care.
And that's going into my next thing. I think bad sex and relationships do not mix. It's like, you know, fucking oil and water. It's never going to mix. It's just always going to be on top. Of course, if you like the girl and you want to try to make it better, that's always a possibility. But if it's like a girl that you're like not really into, or a girl you just hooked up with and, you know, y'all just fuck, like, just see what happens, whatever, and it ends up not being to your expectations and it's just really bad. I mean, it's your choice if you want to work on it and, you know, school her or whatever, or you could just not fucking bother with it. And usually I choose the latter. Because time is, you know, important to me. I got shit that I gotta do, and I ain't got time to walk you through a fucking blowjob tutorial, or, you know, how to, you know, work your Kegel muscles. So I ain't got time.
I agree with him.
I ain't got time. Like, in my 20s, yeah, maybe I could spend some time to, you know, young Padawan and raise you up to be a Jedi. But I'm in my 30s now. Like, hey, either you know how to do this by now, or you fucking don't. And
Good point.
I ain't got time to babysit.
That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. I can always refer you to some good Pornhub videos and tutorials. If you want to learn some shit, come holla at me, you know, once you're done that class, and then, you know, we can talk.
But so are you saying that there's supposed to be a base level of good blowjob? Because obviously what he wants from blowjob and what you want from blowjob could be completely two different things. Mm-hmm. So is there like a baseline? Is that all you need? Is the baseline for that blowjob?
Well, everyone should have a baseline of what they like, what they want, and, you know, a little bit of room for possibilities to grow and whatever. But, you know, if folks aren't meeting your, you know, your bullet points of, hey, I need A, B, and C to get this off, and you're on something else, then, you know, it just won't work out. Mm. So, I mean, I think everyone should at least know the basics. Like, hey, you know, where to find a clitoris, you know? Like, simple, like, female stuff. Like, hey, you're a man. You should know where the clit is, right?
Mm-hmm.
If a man didn't know where your clit was, would you give him the time of day?
Because honestly, like me and him, our sex is just getting better. Like, honestly,
but that's what I was gonna say. It's crazy. For the most part, if I had to say so for myself, my experiences with bad sex, it's always happened within being with somebody for a long period of time. Like, I think over a period of time, shit start getting a little lazy. Then it's like, all right, what is this? Like,
that's okay. I mean, that's different though.
Yeah, but that's my bad sex.
You can't have A1 shit every day.
No, but
yes, you can.
Some people's experiences with bad sex is two different things. Like, what might be bad for you might not be bad for me. Like, but what's bad for me, in a way, I just kind of talk about it. I'd say something to the person like, yo, you know, what do you like about this? Or whatever. I always talk. Like, I always kind of debrief things, and it comes off as if, like, I don't know. It shows interest that you really ready to kind of, like, take that to help.
That's right. I don't want to communicate.
All right, so Cardi, what you're saying is you can't. So Cardi, you think you can't have sex with the same partner, amazing sex every day with that same partner?
I mean, being with someone for a lot of times, I mean, you're not going to have it all the time. There might be days y'all tired, and y'all do it just to do it. It doesn't mean, I mean, you just can't expect it to be.
Yeah, but that can still be good. Not mind blowing, but still good sex.
I mean, I know, but you. There's room to have a basketball player, Michael Jordan, you know, can't be on fire every single night. You know, there's going to be a night where he doesn't have a good game.
No,
it's going to happen.
There is some stuff where you can always be in your game.
Yeah.
Nah.
There's some stuff. What kind of stuff?
I mean, you can always be in your game.
Oh, Mike says he has a secret sauce in the cabinet.
I'm not saying that.
And listen, I'm not over here. I'm not saying that I'm always going to deliver the sex the same way. But as far as me doing certain things to always keep you engaged, yeah, I'm gonna do that because it's like there's things that I like to do. That's a process.
Even if it's like 2 a.m. and you're drunk as shit, and she wants the dick, and you fucking tired. And you're gonna snap out of it and be like, "All right, I'm gonna just turn it all around."
I'm just super sane. No, I mean, it's just my little thing. Like, this is open. This is one of the things I like about the show, that you can be as open as you possibly can. Not in a relationship, mm-hmm. not anything. So I can say whatever I want. You know, I try to be mindful of people. You know, but I'm still gonna say whatever I want. I eat pussy. You gotta eat pussy, bro. Like, you have to. You have to. This is me. That's for Mike. I'm not saying for everybody else, but I eat pussy. So it was like, if I know that's going to wind you all the way up, I can probably give you some bee dick and you won't even know it because I didn't do what I had to do in the beginning part.
He said, I'll give you this, and I can be down here on this.
It's just me being honest. You don't know, if you do one thing really good, sometimes it's like out of the mind type of thing for me. It's like,
you're right.
It can be that, because it's like, you might be stroke trembling off of this. So. And I'm like, shit, I mean, hurry up and get in there before she gain consciousness.
If I can't own up to my deliverance, I'm probably just not going to do it at all. Like, if you're going to either go hard or go home. So it's like, if I can't give you the best, I'm just not even going to bother with it unless you're okay with, you know, a C-level performance. In that case, I'm still winning. So,
even though I'm like that, I mean, ideally, sex every day would be perfect. But I'd be tired too. So I mean, if your C dick is going to help me bust a nut, then that's perfectly fine for me.
Yeah, it passes.
As long as at the end of the day, you know, we both good. It don't have to be A class every single time. But don't
that's
fuck
the key word. If we both good.
Right. If we both good.
Have you ever had sex with someone and they bust a nut and they just fall right asleep on you and you just sitting there, which is like just sitting there like, what the fuck just happened?
Yes.
It has happened.
Okay. I'm going to say, I know I'm not the only person.
It wasn't a good night for nobody. You're not going to do me like that. You won't get the fuck out.
But this is what I'm saying. So I've been married. I think we've been married almost 5 years, been in a relationship almost 8, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. Sex is A1. Every day, all day, and it's fucking amazing. That's why I'm smiling all the time. Then I'm high. But anyway, there are no bad days. The sex has only gotten better.
But even if
and we're trying out new shit and all that stuff. Go ahead.
Even if I had a moment where it lacked a little bit, even if I had a moment where it lacked a little bit, do y'all have a conversation? Do you tell them like, "Hey, this is," because that's always
we have a conversation. And legit, the only time we've ever had that problem was when he legit had like his liver was about to like explode. Like you have health issues, I can completely understand.
Oh, you were trying to kill him. That's what it was. She was
right. I'm not trying to kill him.
Kill his ass.
He's fucking this man.
Kill him.
No. I'm like, just saying.
Sitting on his face.
Like health reasons. Health reasons. But, you know, sex can be great, especially with I think it's the right partner. When you find that right partner, and we didn't even know it was that at the time, but you find that right partner, sex is amazing no matter how bad or good it is, but ours is fucking amazing all the time.
Just I agree.
Know that a day will come.
Give a thumbs up, baby.
Apologize.
And you're
apologize. Apologize. Sometimes this thing kicks me off. It does it like, I swear, every hour.
But if we ever did have an issue where that happened, no, we wouldn't break up. We wouldn't get divorced over that. Because like you said, there's so many other ways that you can be good at sex. If something's wrong with the dick, you still got mouth and hands, bro. We good.
You gotta find your lane. Find those talents.
Find your lane.
Exactly. There's so many.
We can always work around. And same for me.
Like in the words, there's a lot of people that saying things about communication about certain things. I do agree with them as far as communication, but at the same time, everybody has their process of what works for them. You're not doing anything wrong based off of how you do things, as long as you got respect, love, and something for somebody that you're with. I don't know about people that you're not with. That has nothing to do with what I'm thinking. So
exactly.
Cardi speaks on the level of, I ain't with her, so I just need to get this. It don't work. I get the fuck out of here. So that's how Cardi be talking. So he like, but we.
He said no time to waste, Joe.
Like, I can understand you're in a relationship.
I ain't saying nothing. He got it. If it works, got it.
But we're not going to make it to the relationship part if it's not good. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We're not going to ever get there. I don't need to talk to you about a goddamn thing because you just every other nigga. Right.
And just like, just what I said, just.
That's right. We're going to high five over here. Hit me.
Where you at? Where you at?
Down here.
Nice.
Y'all stupid.
So we just making sure we try to educate ourselves on top of educating other people about our experiences. That's the biggest thing. All right. So on to the last topic. The fun topic. This is one that I picked and somebody helped me pick.
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
Maybe loving a crew.
Sleeping with your ex. This is a very broad, vague question. So it can go anywhere. But we're picking where we want it to be. So I'm gonna go to you, Royal Gem, because you'll go to you first. I want to see you. So how do you feel about either someone trying to talk to your ex, get with your ex? Like, how do you feel about any of those things?
And also, if it was a complete stranger or if it was a friend you know?
Strangers, I don't care. A stranger can do whatever she wants.
Exactly.
To do.
I knew that. There's a difference.
I don't care about that at all. Now, I've never been in a situation where my friend has tried to talk to my ex. I feel like, I feel like that's a violation. I would never. Like, as soon as you're in a relationship with somebody, that person is off my radar. I'm not thinking about it. That's a brother. No. Even if I thought he was attractive and everything before, he's gone.
That was
he's
the out. One dick you cannot touch.
I'm like
touch.
This. Like, and even if after y'all break up, I'm still, it's not, he's gone for me. So, I mean, I can't expect other people to act exactly the same way I act. You know, I realize that not everybody feels how I feel. But I feel like, you know, if my homegirl came to me and said, yeah, your ex-husband hit me up, or I hit him up, and, you know, I'm trying to see what's going on, we want your blessing, I'd be like, are you serious? Why do you even want him? He's my ex. You remember why we broke up, right? What is going on here? I don't know. That's a good point. I just don't. I feel like it's weird. Maybe if I was ever in that situation, I might feel differently. If there's an ex and I'm like completely over him, then maybe I won't care. But it just don't, it don't seem right. Like, I've never fucked the same guy as none of my friends. We don't, you know, do no shit like that. So that's just all weird to me. Like, why are you trying to fuck this guy I was fucking? That's nasty, don't you think? I don't know. And okay. I mean, I realize logically it's not nasty, but in my head, like, I think of my friends as my sisters. You my girls. We can't be fucking the same dude. Even if he was my, in the past, I don't know. It just seemed weird. It's not something that I would ever do. I don't know if I'd be mad if I was in the situation, but I'm not down with it. Like, the ex is the ex. He's in all of our past. Your ex is in our past. My ex is in our past. Yeah. This is our past.
Well, his mama don't exist no more.
How about the party experience, devil's advocate here? So let's say you were dealing with some dude and y'all broke up, but you know for a fact that, you know, your girlfriend would be a perfect fit. And like, they will live happily ever after if you hook them up. Would you still do it? Or would you fuck off?
I've done that.
No, I would do it. Yes. If I felt like, if we broke up and, you know, I felt like, you know, you'd be perfect for my homegirl, if she was okay with it, then yes, I would go ahead and do it. So maybe I'm not really that against it. Okay. I don't have any strong feelings about it.
Oh man.
I don't have any strong feelings either way. It just seems weird to me. But that's why I say, if I'm in the situation, I may just be like, oh, whatever, I don't give a fuck. It's still weird though. But if I felt like they were perfect together,
I'm the opposite.
If I was with the person and I felt like you was perfect with my friend, I probably would break up with you. Like, I don't think I would stay with you. Like, you're perfect with my friend. I don't need you. I need to go find somebody else.
Mm-hmm. I'm the opposite. I don't care if someone wants my ex friend or not. You know why I left them. Have fun. That's it. It's none of my business after that.
You want to deal friends, with that?
Family members is a whole different thing. That's a whole different thing. Now, that's ex-boyfriend. My ex-husband? My ex-husband, bitch? No, don't touch it. Don't touch it. No, that's the one dick you can't have.
You can't fuck ex-husband's my ex-husband.
A whole different level. Yeah. Now, if we don't like each other and you do it, go ahead. I have no control over that. But if you're my friend, you're my family member, anything, you can't do that. He will either die alone, never being touched again after that, or you just never have to. Never. But yeah, other than that, I don't care.
Okay. Cardi, before we go to you, anyone, if y'all have any questions in particular that you would like someone to answer, type in the comments, ask the actual person, and we'll make that attention to that actual person.
Oh, yes.
It makes more sense to do it that way. So we won't all just bam, just start spazzing out answers and stuff like that. So I do, before we go again, it's decent that I hear two different situations from Royal and Kittens, because it just shows everyone how we all think, because we, you know, it's just, we all like got that thing of, you know, oh, this person is mine, so they're always gonna be mine. Sure. Then you have people who have more of a serious situation where this is legally mine and it's always going to be mine. So, you know, that's the fun part about it. But now we're going to go to Cardi. Let's hear your situation, Cardi. What you got for us?
So, you know, there's a bro code.
That question will be answered in 1 second. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you know, there's a bro code. I mean, you don't ever fuck with, you know, your man's ex-girlfriend. I live by that code. I think it's real sloppy, and it's not, you know, there's no honor in that shit. And therefore, you shouldn't do it. Now, if it's not a girlfriend, it's some girl you was just fucking, and, you know, you done with her, you know, sloppy seconds, then you can have at it. But if it's a girlfriend of mine, then, you know, nah, leave that shit alone.
Now, what about your ex?
Ex-girlfriend or my ex-wife? ex-wife. I feel like how you feel, Kittens. If it's Max's wife, fuck it. It's on paper.
That's why I asked. I'm like, you're the only, well, right. Other than Jim, too, yeah.
Right, it's on paper, we're done. So I really don't care. I mean, as long as it doesn't affect my daughter in any type of way, right off the bat, then, you know, we cool. But other than that, you know, you can see, you want to see. I mean, if she want to fuck with one of my friends, I mean, it's fucking shady as fuck. But that look more bad on her than it would be. So, I mean, if that's the hill that she wants to die on.
I didn't even think about that, yeah.
She could. But I mean, I would look at my friend a certain way too. Like, all right, so.
You fucking the homies for real? You smashing the homies?
I want to make a slight revision.
I want to talk to my friend, like, yo, for real. Like,
I want
to
make a slight revision.
And you want to come after my
ex-wife? Situation ever did happen, I want to know.
You don't want to know?
Say it again.
I do want to know. I want you to tell me like a story, like a sexy telenovela. I want to know.
A novella?
Yo, that's too damn funny.
No, but if it ever happened, don't tell me.
I want to know. Did you enjoy yourself? How did you enjoy yourself? Because I know how I enjoyed myself. So
that's too much information. I don't even know.
Yeah,
that
I don't know.
That's the difference between girlfriends.
We friends. If
and
we can,
girls,
we can, girls, we can share it. Then I we can share stories too.
That's why I need to share.
It's not like a sister wife moment. Like, you don't want no sister wife moment. Like, oh,
I have one of those actually already.
I bet you had.
Now let the Kittens, you got to ask you this question because it's a question from the comments. It says, What strain you got?
Oh, totally not related.
Vice City.
Vice City?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that either.
Vice City.
How you get some GTA weed? What the fuck?
I only consume weed from video games. If it's my name under video game, I want it.
That's sativa or indica?
I don't know.
It sounds like a hybrid, to be honest with you.
Whatever it is, I like it.
Okay. So, for the weed topics, for me personally, I would say this. I don't get into the whole ex thing or whatever the case is. I used to think like that. Some of my homies did talk to me, and it made sense to what they were saying. I don't own nobody. I'm not married to no one. I don't own you. So if you're my ex, you know, we just broke up. We just not with each other more. The only thing I do say is, like, it's just weird. It's always going to be weird to me if you were attracted to her while we were together. That's the part that throws me off because, like,
yeah.
What were you like? Were you trying to feel what I was feeling or something? Like, that's the only thing that makes it weird because it just.
I mean, that's just intense. I mean, you were plotting.
It's a little backstabbing.
It's
more of a mental thing what it is for me than a physical thing. It's more or less like, what were you seeing when I was seeing you? Like, were you looking at her the same way I was looking at her? It's just like so I have a loyalty thing. So it's like a lot of people don't have loyalty. They don't have loyalty to themselves. So why the fuck do they have loyalty to you? So, and you just don't know it. You know what I mean? Some people
question
are
for everybody.
What's up?
Pop speed question. Now, okay. I don't know if that is that a thing? Pop speed? Ignore me.
No,
ignore
not,
me. Okay. But would y'all do it to somebody else? Would you date your friend's ex?
No.
No.
You wouldn't smash your friend's ex?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Nope.
Oh, wait.
I just
was
like, you know what? We didn't ask each other.
There's a time limit. I agree with him.
If y'all were dating for like a month, I don't want to hear it.
If it's been more than 2-3 months,
yeah, then hands off.
If it's under 3 months,
but that's why I said, like, it shouldn't be anything for real, because that's y'all, you don't own that person at the end of the day. That's just how I feel about it. You don't own them. Like, now, I tell my friends just strictly off of respect. I don't give a damn what book you read. I don't give a damn what theory you have. I don't give a damn with nothing. Do not touch my daughter's mother. That's it. You can do whatever you want. Don't touch my daughter's mother. That's my daughter's mother. My kid, I'm related to that woman for the rest of my life. Now, I mean, no matter what, I'm related to her. So show me that respect and don't touch her. That's all I say. Because I don't care what you got, I'm going to smack you in the back of your fucking head. I don't give a damn. You're my best friend ever. I'm going to whoop your ass. Point
blank. And you wouldn't do that to anybody else.
You're going to get an ass whooping because you wouldn't. Because why would you do that in particular? And I'm not saying this to say this to my friends and or family or anybody. I'm just saying, don't touch her. Like, that's all. Just don't touch her. Because.
But what I'm saying is, I agree with.
It's weird for my daughter.
It's weird for my daughter. What I'm saying is.
Her uncles or her cousins or her whatever friends.
I got you. I got you. I got you.
With her mom. Mm-mm.
I agree with Cardi. There's a time limit. If y'all were legit just dating for a month, how many times do you date in a month? You date, like, you maybe see each other twice. I think it's still up for grabs. I think it's up for grabs. As long as you don't say otherwise. Like, oh, we went out once. It wasn't that big of a deal. If you like I said, with the time limit, I'm good with that.
Rare motives, right? No, I agree.
I agree with that too. That is weird. Like, I want to have sex with her. Like the one woman you probably shouldn't be touching, the mother of your friend. Like that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah,
it's just some things you gotta get your morals in check when it comes. I don't give it. Like we can talk sex, we can talk love, we can talk all that, but talk about that when you're not talking about my daughter's mom. Like you can talk about, or if it was a wife or it's something like that that was family with me. If you're my I look at it like this. If you're my brother, if you're my
family
sister,
is the worst,
like anything like that,
yeah,
and if I consider you a brother, you have to stay in your lane. Your lane is where you go. That don't mean you going, that means I'm going this way. You like, oh shit, Mike, what room we going to? We going to the same room? No, nigga, you need to go that way. I'm going this way.
Gotcha. Cardi, you said that like you had experience with that.
Oh, you thought you were talking to me.
No.
Because you said family the worst. Did your brother hit something hit?
No, I watched a lot of Maury and shit back in the day. Like, oh, my sister slept with my man. And yeah, all that. I was like, oh shit, what?
Man,
like,
that's
I can't believe like what people definitely inside your family would do. Like fucking someone's like uncle and some crazy shit. Like I was by in laws and like, oh, like y'all wild as fuck. Like there's no loyalty there. Very toxic. Yeah. But yeah, all that shit I get from TV. But no, I've been real since day one. That's the one thing I don't fuck with. So
man, it's not even like you're doing something that, like I said, it's your intent behind stuff. Like if you click, like let's say you, I always say this, right? You got your friends that you cool with that you don't see all the time. You can't really say nothing about them in particular because you don't see them all the time. But I'm talking about that bull that's with you, hang out with you and your girl, go bowling with her while you over there celebrating and happy and hugging her and stuff. It seemed like you celebrating and happy and hugging her. That's mm-hmm. what I get. It's just something about that. Like I said, it's my Leo nature in me. Like my instincts kicking quick. They kicking real quick. I'll side eye you quick. Like, so I don't seem right about you, bro. Like I've had a friend have a discussion. Like we it was weird. This is young boy stuff. Like this ain't nothing about now. So anybody who want to write told y'all blah, 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 let's shut your little ass now.
Wow.
When we were younger, we were talking to one of my friends and he said something about, yeah, man, if y'all die, you know, just, you know, if I ever meet up with your daughter's mom and stuff and we feeling each other like that, you know, then I'm going to get with her. I'm just looking like.
Who just brings that up in conversation?
Why I'm alive. That's the part, like, weirdo, why are you bringing it up so I know damn well not to even go nowhere near, like, have her nowhere near you now because you already told me what your future plans was.
Right. No, you're plotting on her right the fuck now. Future, you're plotting on your fucking death.
Right. What if we were broken? This is to me. What if you were broken up for years? Then your boy come out of nowhere saying he caught your ex at the coffee shop and grabbed her number. Does time affect the ex thing? Don't matter to me. Like I said,
yeah, he does. He's not the ex thing. It's the friend thing.
It's my daughter's mom thing. That's it. That's it.
It's my daughter's mom.
And I'm not even trying. I don't do the bashing. We got our issues, but I don't do the bashing and stuff like that. It is what it is between me and her, but it's like that's the only person I ever say don't touch her, don't touch my wife. That's it.
I ate all the Reese's.
That's that. You don't marry somebody to be if I marry, that's like me marrying. That's like Royal getting married, right? I'm her husband's best man. Why do I have any feelings towards Royal now? Why do I have any feelings towards her?
And they made a movie about that called The Best Man.
And you see what happened to him in that movie, too.
He got his ass whooped.
Exactly.
He was crying about it.
Had lump on his eye and everything.
I found that very attractive. I like that scene.
Same question. She said same question for everyone.
You actually saw that movie, Bitch Kittens?
I did. I've been watching more stuff. And I listened to R&B, 90s R&B. And I listened to 90s R&B. I have listened to SWV. SWV.
She said the name right. Oh, shit. SWV. What is there for, kittens?
You know,
we sisters with voices.
That look at, I'm telling you, man. Look at that. Look at you.
Look at God.
You should have seen.
There's hope for this one yet.
Yo, the funniest thing happened. We was at the thing on Saturday. Kittens was gone. Let's just put it like that.
Cannabis dinner.
I don't know who that was. She was gone.
Yo, what happened after I threw up?
You left.
I know I left. I'm saying what happened at the party. I lost my t-shirt and everything.
All them people was in there passed out. I got to tell you a story. I got to call you about that. This is, okay. Man, believe me, it was not good.
For you.
It was
okay.
An accident that happened, and I didn't know something happened.
That what happened?
I don't know who's watching. Oh,
right, okay. Awesome. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. An accident happened. Let's put it like that. But anyway. Gotcha. What was I just talking about? I'm sharing a story about
cannabis dinner. You were telling me about Pop Smoke.
Yes, right. We teaching her Pop Smoke, and I'm over here like Pop Smoke is a artist that was tragically killed at the age of 20 years old. Like I'm teaching her as if I'm teaching her biography about it because she's like, I don't know who Pop Smoke is. I don't know who this person is. Who is that person? Who was this? All these people playing. I'm just looking at her like, God damn, she really don't know Black culture music.
I don't know who Pop Smoke is. I mean, I know Pop Smoke. I don't know none of the songs though. I know that nigga died.
Yeah, same.
I know the songs if you heard it. You got the deep bad voice.
I don't know who that is. I heard the name before, but I don't know.
The question that was asked to me that was being asked back to y'all about the coffee, you know, somebody seeing your ex, Rory, we kind of know your answer already. You said you don't give a fuck. Kittens, all of us the same. They're asking us the same question they asked me.
Y'all
want to see it? It's right there.
Yeah, I don't care. Again, if it's a family member, fuck no. What is wrong with you, friend? I might want to hear the details. Hear if he still got it. We can compare notes.
That's a creep.
I'm digging in.
He still got that little mole on the back of his balls.
Right.
That I want to have with any of my homegirls. I don't want to have that conversation. I just don't. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I'm not. No, please. If you do it, then hey, you do it. I don't know if I'll be mad, but
no,
I really just
I'm not gonna be mad. I'm gonna be intrigued.
Like, I just, if we don't have to go there, I prefer if we just don't. Let's just not blur any lines. Yeah. Like, why do we, I mean, it's like a lot of people in the world. Do we really have to go there? Like, is it necessary? Because
I think of it this way. If it's not my best friend, who obviously wouldn't even put herself in that situation, that's my best friend's ex-husband, I'm not going to fucking do that. But if it's just like a sort of passing friend, yeah, like you know how you got different friends, you got club friends, you got best friends that are actually family. That's what I'm talking about.
Maybe that's the difference for me. I don't have a lot of friends. I got like three friends, either. And they're my closest friends ever. There are no other people. So I'm thinking about these three women who I spend my entire life with. Like we're like a barbershop quartet.
Yeah.
They would not fuck my ex. I would not fuck their ex. I don't ever see that happening. Now, if it was like a friend from high school or some bitch I worked with some years ago, I don't give a fuck what you do. So when we act, when we talk about that question, I'm thinking about three specific women that I'm like, no, that's dead. Anybody else in the world, I really don't care. Do what you got to do.
I have friends who I would let them. I would be fine with them smashing. Talk to me afterwards.
She just wants to have friends like there is no getting past. Give me the tea. How the dick I used to have is to you.
Yes.
Does he do when he does what he do? What he do? Like
exactly.
Did he put his finger in your butthole? And, you know, one of them giants.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's definitely a loyalty kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so real quick before we jump off, I do want to ask y'all a little question again as far as this X thing. Have y'all had funny ass stories that's happened with people messing with people's exes.
Oh yeah, doing it work, like work stuff.
Yeah, like, I'm talking about all that. Like, you know, like something happened at work and you knew the boss was fucking somebody that was married and his dude showed up all the time and then he showed up that one time and it's like, oh shit, here it comes. Right.
Like, no,
I ain't got nothing like that.
I don't have no stories.
I don't care about people to want to hear their stories or listen when they talk. I don't
savage
have that.
Kittens. Savage kittens. I'm good.
Some shit like that, like some work stuff. When I used to work with this company, it's a really big company. There's a lot of females, a lot of males, and it's just a bad mix. Like, you're gonna run into somebody who had sex with somebody who had sex with somebody.
One of those stories.
It's inevitable.
Yeah, I got stuff like that.
I have a Dixon story.
You know what it's like when you got people that's probably married at the job that's fucking with somebody, and you done met him at a company party.
I do have a story like that. Oh, yes. That's right.
Yeah, like he done did. Well, right. You know somebody time. Messing with somebody.
It was that one time. It was that one time. I ain't gonna say that. There's one bitch I used to work with. I don't know. I guess she was just thirsty as fuck because she was trying to fuck everybody that we worked with. Like, everybody that came in through the door, she was trying to fuck them. But it was this one guy in particular that she was just in love with. And he was married. And she would come to work like she herself said that she likes to dress like a slut. So specifically, she would dress like a slut when came to work with us so that, you know, she could get this man's attention. We would go out, like we had like company gatherings and everything. You bring your family and everything. He'd bring his wife, she'd hug her, laugh in her face, all this other shit. Then come and tell me, oh, I'm trying to see if he'll come home with me tonight.
That's a two-faced bitch. His wife
was fine. I mean, she a fine little Spanish mamacita, just bow everywhere. And I'm looking at, you know, home girl that I work with, like, you don't hold a candle to this woman. Why do you think this man wants you? So for a long time, I mean, I think it was probably like a year or two, she'd be crying about him, all types of shit. And I don't think he was fucking her. But she was trying real hard. I think eventually she actually did get the D because he was acting a little... They both ended up getting fired. So before they got fired, they was acting a little funny. You know, they would disappear for a couple hours and everything. So I think they got fired eventually around when
she warmed down.
Yeah, she finally warmed down. But I'm like, man, that shit was wild.
You can't say no all the time.
She was on this.
Wait, men can be worn down? Like, all right.
Yeah, we can be worn down. Like,
it's happened.
Don't lie.
He's like,
right. You can't even say.
Yeah.
Chick every day inbox DOL, I want to suck your dick 365 days. It only takes one time to be in a whole day. Like, fuck it, go ahead.
I've never had a vulgar message in my inbox in my life.
That was the question. How many times do people say that shit to you and you turn them down?
Who? Me? Personally?
Do you turn people down?
Is that a thing? I've never had
no one say, but that's what I'm saying.
Do men say no?
Pussy. Here we go. And
you just be like, yes or no. Actually say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've said no.
Really, you said no?
There was a point in my life where, you know, I'll never say no.
You wasn't attracted to.
And then it's like, okay, yeah, fuck it.
We have a person that had experience with their manager. My first experience was with a manager at my first job.
Ooh, it was very messy.
I pursued her. Ooh. She was engaged. He came to the job. It was very messy. Oh, so
this is why you don't mess with anything at work, bro.
Exactly. Oh, wait, I got one more story. I used to work at the bank, right? this shit was crazy, right? So I was pregnant with my third child, the little one. And I was working at the bank. And the guy, I'm not going to say the guy's name, call him Z. It was a new girl. She started working there. And Z, he already got a girlfriend, got a family, whatever, whatever. But for whatever reason, they got kind of close, you know, laughing and a kiki in each other's face. So one day at the end of the workday, I'm counting my drawer and everything. And I look up And I see Z outside, and there's two men out there, like, talking to Z. They're looking real aggressive-like, but I'm like, maybe Z know these two men. So I'm like, keep it on that door. Look up again. Z is getting his ass whooped. He is getting his ass whooped to him. Look, ain't nobody paying me attention. I'm like, please look out this motherfucking window. He is getting his ass whooped. And so everybody turned around to look because the whole side of the building was just a big window. And they're like, oh my God, go get him, go get him. So he come in, he's bleeding. His whole side of the face just gone.
Like, he did the crate challenge?
Yeah, like he did the crate challenge. He was not in good shape after that. Come to find out, it was homegirl's boyfriend and his friend came to jump him after work.
Wow. I remember the old days of jumping.
How did they find out about it?
I don't even know. I didn't even get that. She was crying, yeah, talking about, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. I never meant for this to happen. And this was new to me. I was fucking Matilda.
You fired. You fired. You was about to lose your job.
He was gone for a few weeks, maybe even a month. Like, his face was fucked up. This man was fucked up.
Max, I would say that is a fact. I've known you all my life. He never had a situation like that. I'm a very fortunate person. Like, I have very, very good friends. Like, my friends are cool dudes. Like,
somebody's car outside is keyed from I guess they cheated on somebody. Their car is keyed. It's a nice car too. That's the closest I got to a story for you.
Definitely got keyed. Man, let me see if I got something like that. I think the worst I've ever seen happen to someone, I was working at, where the fuck was I working at? I was a mail carrier at the time. And I was just driving. Like, this ain't like something that a person I know. I just knew a woman was beating another woman with a belt saying, sleep with him again. And I'm like,
ooh.
Oh, shit.
She took a belt with a belt.
And was beating with a belt, like, sleep with him again. And I'm like, two white women doing this too. I'm like,
oh shit.
They beat each other with belts. Like,
but they won't beat their kids. What's wrong with them?
Holding her. It's like, you know, if like when women get into fights, there's some people, I'm gonna say just women because I've, you know, dudes do it too. Grabbing the hair and shit. And she wasn't even holding her hair, she was holding by her arm. Just whacking. What's the, be nasty?
Oh, I think we ran over time.
Oh, are we late?
Huh? He said, get off this damn show. He's trying to go to bed.
Possibly. I don't know. It looked like he was just taking a shit.
I don't know.
I think that was a mistake, y'all. We caught him on the toilet.
Uh-huh. Be nasty.
Be nasty being nasty.
I'm not on the toilet. Chill. My bad. Got a little extra with my fingers. And accidentally pressed the wrong button.
Oh, he wanted to come to the party.
Oh, I'm sorry. He was too busy masturbating.
A special member on the party now. So we might as well just ask you a question. Be nasty since you're here.
Yeah.
Be nasty.
You got a story? Be nasty or what?
I don't know. What are y'all talking about, right? Right now,
no, we can listen. Just give us a story about an ex or people that's had like you seen someone fight over an ex or deal with some exit.
I mean, I feel like that happens a lot. Like, I work in the kitchen, like, so, like, in restaurants, like, we're just well known. Like, it's like restaurants and like nurses are like, just known for like inner work mingling. So I've seen lots of situations.
Like Grey's Anatomy. Like,
yes. Like, I've seen people like find out like that they were both cracking on one girl, like while they're sitting at the bar. I'm just looking at them like, oh, y'all didn't already know.
Did she keep taking them drinks though?
Yeah.
She kept taking them drinks though. She's like, yeah, I'm taking them.
I've seen that. Yeah.
All right, that's what's up.
I've be nasty. Seen that.
We at the end, so we want to wrap it up right now.
I'm going back to the back where I belong.
Yes. To the back cave you go.
He's all the right, guy in the spinning chair that helps you with all the computer screens.
Right.
He is.
He's a mad scientist behind all the magic that's happening right now. So, all right. So we're gonna wrap this show up. It was a very, very good show. I loved everything about it today. I had fun. Just for people to be here, we did good. We did good before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, really good before.
Hey, but we gotta get our two ladies back. I miss everybody, you know. That's just me. So come on, Chris. You're too late, brother. We about to leave, man. What's up, Chris? So we're gonna kick it off. Everybody, tell them where you're from. We're gonna start off the Cardi Experience. But I don't know where they can reach you, brother.
Yeah, at the Cardi Experience on IG, also at the Cardi Solutions, where I do smart home installations and repairs. That's where you can find me. So hit me up.
Hit him up. Y'all heard the man. Hit him up. He do his thing. Okay, the next Bitch Kittens, aka Fit Kittens. I gotta see it up close and personal. You'll see what I'm talking about. But where can they reach you, Fit Kittens? Hold on, let her hit her shit. Go ahead, hit your shit.
Take a hit.
She need to breathe.
Okay. I'm good. Instagram, Bitch Kittens 89. I stream here and there.
On Twitch.
On Twitch, yep. Army, at, Army, I think Army Rabbit 89.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Play indie games and shit. Nothing crazy. Mm-hmm. And then here on Tuesdays.
You're forgetting something. There is a show that you're on.
What am I forgetting? No, that show's once a month. I don't even know when.
Hey, look, you can still plug it while you're here. Oh, you never know. All right.
Head Nerds in Charge on React. Like Nani. Reaction videos. Nani.
Gotcha. All right.
She said, let me get back to the bowl, though.
Get back to the
back to what I was doing.
Yep, Miss Royal Gem, where can they reach you?
I can be found on Facebook at The Royal Gem or The Royal Gem. Also on Instagram at The Royal Gem _. Oh, that's all my shit right there. There you go. You got it.
She ain't got to say nothing else.
It's right there for you. You can find me. All this shit right
here. Screenshot it while y'all can. She about to leave the screen. All right. And I am Mike Hennessy 215. I was your host today. I will not probably be your host next week. I enjoy doing this. I host my own show. So that show I'm about to plug right now is the TBC Podcast Talk. You can reach me on Instagram, TBC Podcast _talk, where we talk about everything that's related to today's generation, future, where we're going in life. All types of positive stuff. That's because it's pretty much what I like to do. I'm on there with my uncle. So you can reach us on there. You can reach me on Instagram, Mike Hennessy 215. You can find me in the comments. You can find me on Facebook. I'm not going to tell you my full name because I don't want nobody finding me. You'll find me if you find me. not Snapchat. TikTok, Mike Hennessy 215. Everything is Mike Hennessy 215. Don't ask me drink Hennessy because I don't drink that shit. once again, thanks to our sponsors, my cousins. It is gone. Y'all see what happened to this. Not only that one, I'm drunk this one too because I'm.
I am so jealous. I want some real bad. I want that.
We got you, my man. It's coming. Which we going to talk about it after this is over? We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
His and hers juices. These are the flavors. This is the Paradise Punch and the signature, and that's the watermelon, pineapple, oranges for the signature. Paradise Punch is pineapple, pears, and ginger. They taste really, really good. No preservatives, no added sugar. It's really good drinks. Help support Black-owned business. My cousins, they work hard as shit at this. It's a year old, so it's been going pretty good. They have a good following. They have people that respect them and show them, you know, they got to show them. So catch me this Friday with Then and Now Podcast. Our last interview with them. It's going to be a fun talk. Catch us this Friday. And that's all I got to say. Any other last words for you guys? Are we out of here?
No.
All right. We'll see you next time. All right. Peace out, everybody.